This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for being with me. Good morning. This is Chris Switt's Morning Devotions. One of the remarkable people who's turned adversity into something really positive is Nick Vujicic. You might have heard of this man, born 1982, without arms and legs. And Nick's only one of seven people in the world born with this condition. He travels the world speaking to millions of people about his faith in God, how he copes. He is quite a remarkable young man. His parents were ministers, and they were devastated when he was born. If God is a God of love, they said, why would he let something like this happen to us? And you can sort of understand that they struggled with this dilemma, and yet they chose to trust God. At school, Nick was bullied, rejected, as you can imagine, and he wondered if he'd done something wrong to deserve the abuse he received. He even thought of suicide. Until he was aged 15, and he read the unusual story in John's Gospel, John chapter 9, about the man born blind, so that the works of God would be revealed in him. It sent a very strong message to Nick. That's in John chapter 9, by the way. And Nick Vujicic gave his life to Jesus Christ, and he realized that God had a plan for him, a very unique plan to take his message around the world. Actually, he read what Romans 8, verse 28 says. We are confident, it says, that God is able to orchestrate everything to work towards something good and beautiful when we love him and accept his invitation to live according to his plan. Romans 8, verse 28. So when I look at that, it says God is saying even our bad times and the bad things will turn out for good. That can be a life-changing result, just as it was for Nick. And although bad things are going to happen to all of us, in some mysterious way, God works them for good. Now, I want to be clear, Romans 8 verse 28 does not promise better conditions just because you're a Christian or better circumstances for you. Not at all. It means that God will take the bad things in your life and turn them into good. It won't always be a nice, comfortable experience. You'll be tested with your patience probably, but remember, Jesus promises to be with us always right to the end of the age. So good and bad situations, you know, I mean, that's part of your life. We tend to notice the bad ones because they've got a negative impact on how we feel. And sometimes they seem to come in twos and threes and more. And we've seen it. Some situations lead to frustration and failure. But that's leaving God out of the picture. There can be hope that when we trust in God, in God's overriding providence, everything will be okay. It's also important to clarify that God is not behind anything that's bad or ugly. And when those things do happen, he's able to take the negative experiences and turn them around for good. Now, I don't know how he does it, but he does. In her sermon online, Joyce Meyer, called Can God Turn It Around, said, I think one of the most amazing things about our relationship with God is that if you love him and trust him, and I didn't say if you behave perfectly, I didn't say if you never made a mistake, if you read your Bible, say, three times a year, and you say, oh, well, look, I'll trust God, I don't care, she said, what's happened or what does happen. God, this is the key, God will take it and make it somehow or, in other ways, work it out for your good. So there it is. That's what Joyce Meyer said. Too many people, I think, are living in this sense of fatalistic pessimism. But the Lord has a way of turning around the most difficult situations for our good. He, God, helps to turn our negative thoughts to positive experiences and the Holy Spirit who lives in us. In Romans 8:28, Paul says all things work together. Work together. That means just what it says. The Greek word there means the ultimate good, agathon. God works for your ultimate good. We don't know the future. God knows the ending for us. So God knows all these things. So what happens? God takes the events of our lives and works them for his ultimate good. What an amazing God, an amazing experience. Heavenly Father, we do need to be reminded today that bad things can turn into good as we trust you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.